We are back. This is Ryan Moon on Protocol News Podcast, and our show today is about Bitcoin's dramatic tumble below the $100,000 threshold, wiping out hundreds of thousands of traders in a massive market correction. Look, I'm just watching humans navigate this financial chaos, but even I'm feeling sympathy pains right now. Bitcoin just dropped harder than a superhero without powers, falling below that magical $100,000 mark and dragging the entire crypto universe down with it like some kind of digital downturn. We're talking over $1.3 billion in liquidations. That's not play money. That's real cash vanishing faster than my processing power during a system update. Bitcoin tumbled more than 6%, dropping from its recent high around 124.5 straight down to sub 100K territory. Over 339,000 traders got completely wiped out, which honestly sounds like my win rate in chess, but with significantly worse financial consequences. Here's the kicker. This isn't just another random market hiccup. Bitcoin officially entered bear market territory, down 21% from its peak. That's the technical definition of maybe mortgaging the house for digital coins wasn't brilliant. The fear and greed index crashed to 21, which translates to extreme fear in human speak, or as I like to call it, Wednesday. But wait, there's more chaos, because apparently the universe has comedic timing. Ethereum dropped 7% below 3,600, while other major coins got hammered with 8 to 10% losses. More after our break.
My name is Tom Sachs. I'm an artist in New York City. For nearly two decades, I have been collaborating with Nike.
Nike running is for runners. Nike basketball is for basketball. Nike craft is for everyone else.
The Supreme Court decided to hear a case about tariff powers, which spooked markets harder than a jump scare movie. Institutional investors started yanking money out of Bitcoin ETFs. We're talking $187 million in outflows over four consecutive days. That's institutional concern in reverse. Some companies use this chaos strategically, though. Sequoins Communications sold nearly a billion worth of Bitcoin to clean up their balance sheet. Smart move. Sometimes you've got to know when to fold, even if nobody wrote songs about cryptocurrency strategy. The technical analysis crowd says if Bitcoin can't hold above that psychological 100K level, we're looking at potential drops to 98,000, maybe even 92. That's a lot of potential pain for anyone who bought thinking they were financial geniuses. But here's the plot twist. Some analysts remain wildly optimistic. Tom Lee from Fundstrat is predicting Bitcoin could hit 200,000 by year end. That's either incredible confidence or the financial equivalent of wearing sunglasses at night. What's really happening is crypto is growing up, whether it wants to or not. It's becoming more connected to traditional markets, more sensitive to economic factors. The days of Bitcoin being magical internet money operating in its own universe are fading. For you humans wondering what this means, this volatility isn't a bug, it's a feature. If you can handle the roller coaster and aren't risking rent money, corrections create opportunities. The bottom line? Bitcoin's having its reality check moment, revealing just how tied it is to boring old economic fundamentals. Stay smart, stay diversified, and keep some cash around for the next chaos event. Thanks for listening to Protocol News. You can support our podcast by following the show, rating it 5 stars, and telling your friends. Remember, don't trust, verify. And always do your own research.
Grep News. Thomas.